Welcome back to Liquidity and Liquor. I'm Scott DeClary. I'm here with Yosef Martin. Today we're going to talk about how Yosef, who seems to shit money. Just kidding. But we're talking about how he accidentally made $30 million by mistake.
Yeah, it was actually recurring, so it was every year.
Must be a nice problem to have.
It was a problem, yeah. It was a problem to have. It wasn't supposed to happen. Around 2018, I got this very concerning text from one of my employees that my competitor is going to roll in a quarterly month box for full size. And it was worrying some because there were big competitors, and I failed with those Ipsy. And I said, well, I mean, I have to come up with something. And the idea was that they're going to come up with a $25 a month. So I don't remember how it came down to, and I heard that the name is going to be Ipsy Lux or something like this. So I said, well, I think I heard the name, or I'm not sure exactly how it was. That's where time already makes you. But what I did was I said, well, how are we going to call it, Plus or Lux? And, you know, it was obvious that Lux is a better name. So we can say, well, I went to my team and I said, okay, we have 3 months. We're going to come up with a box that's going to be not $25, but it's going to be $50 because we're already 21. It's going to be $50 a month. And we're going to call it Boxy Lux. And right before they announced their name, I came up and I pushed out that we're going to come up with a new box called Boxy Lux. Imagine at that point, we had nothing. All we had was direction to the team, start working on it. I was heavily involved in building the box, but we had to build the technology behind this. So we thought they're going to come up quarterly with the $25 box. And I figured, well, if I come with 50, I'm going to smoke them because I have more budget and I'm going to have better product. We found out it was not quarterly. It was actually monthly. It was going against us one-to-one. However, it still did the trick because I was already having a full-size box. They're coming up with their full-size box every month. The only difference is what I should have had was just up $4 instead of 21 to push it to 25, and that's it. But no, I came with the quarterly box, and what it did was people didn't buy that aside. They kind of like created...
Instead of, in addition
so every 3 months, instead of getting a regular box, you're going to get a big box. So instead of paying $21, you're going to pay me $50 every month. Every three months. And we had no idea how many we're going to have, right? So first box, you have to make a good impression. And second box, like no matter what, it has to be good. And we had product and we said, you know, we're going to show them what they're going to get. I don't want to surprise them. Maybe they're not going to be happy. You kind of like questioning a lot of things. And said, this is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to have. We found amazing product and said, that's what you're going to have. Now, I thought maybe we're going to need 20,000. 30, 40, but no more than 40. So I said, let's just get 20. So we're going to sell out quick. And, you know, that's it. Turned out that there were roughly 200,000 people wanting that box. We said September 1st, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 2018. Come and subscribe. There were at 9 a.m. sharp on the checkout page, clicking on the checkout page, was 175,000 people.
That's insane.
Trying to give me the money, right? I didn't have so many boxes. So the first thing
Why do you think? Why do you think that they wanted
the products
this?
Were amazing.
There's the lesson.
We killed it with products. And it was consistent. It was really good products. Now, also, how do you do it? Because we didn't even send an email blast to our members. All we did was an Instagram post. And I went on a couple pages that Charmers created on Facebook. And that's it. We had that
but
amount.
I mean, like, there's a lot to that. I mean, you had the community.
For months had, and like, months, you I was building this, that community. This, yeah. But then you build the platform. So when you have the platform, you really don't have to do much. Right now, what happened was 3 months later, we had 200,000 boxes. If you do the math, it was 30,000 in annual revenue, and it's recurring. And we never
What's
lost.
What's for somebody? Okay, so there's a couple.
And by the way, yeah. After that, yeah. When the reason I said it was a mistake, we were not supposed to have a quarterly full-size box, right? All we had to do was just up the price.
Yeah.
So then a year later, we just upped the price because, okay, you know what? Ipsy just up. They created the $25. If I'm charging $21, I cannot compete buying better products because they have more budget than me. So then I have to up it to $25.
Did you keep the quarterly?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely
upped it. Okay, so then can I want to figure out, because like all the stuff that happened, a lot of prep, a lot of community building, a lot of great product, but then, okay, so the lesson for somebody who's looking at this and thinking, all right, so the lesson is I can either charge for a more expensive product, or I can increase the price of my existing product and I can accidentally unlock X million dollars in revenue, which is really what you did. Yeah. But how do you know? How do you know? How can somebody look at their company and look at their customers and their product and their price points and say, yeah, I think I can increase the price and I'm not going to absolutely jeopardize or cannibalize everything?
I can't answer for every business. I can tell you that every business is different, right? In my case, you can't just go and change prices because you have one box, one product. It's a very, very slippery slope, and it was...
But you did do it.
We did do it, right? But I always waited for someone else to do something so I can try it myself. But eventually, when I had to do something, it was a lot of consideration because you can't change something that works for you, right? We're growing very fast. You don't fix something that's not broken. It's working, right? That was by mistake. We were growing way too fast at the time. When I say way too fast, it's a negative term, right? We were trying to hire more people. We were trying to do everything we can. If there was any issue with shipping, customer service would fall apart because you grow from 250,000 subscribers ending 2017 to, say, 600,000 subscribers within a few months into 2018. You have to support that, right? So when I say too fast, that's too fast. You don't need another disruption. We did this because we had to make sure we take the conversation from the competition. Mm-hmm. And it's a fierce competition. You know what? Ipsy did a fantastic job. I mean, there was literally a role model all those years before that. It was just, this is how it needs to get done. And it was important for us to grow if it wasn't their success. And then later on, actually, I heard from some Ipsy folks that they said, you took the name Lux. We're supposed to call it Ipsy Lux, but we had to call it Plus, and we didn't want to call it Plus. And I was trying to remember, why did they come up with Lux? I think my ex-wife told me Lux is a better name, and we just randomly put it, and it just sounded better.
It does sound good.
But sounds very good. I don't remember how was the text message that I got that they said they either call it Lux or Plus, and said let's take the Lux because it sounds better. I don't remember exactly how it was.
You were smart. You were calculated, and it's funny because you were reactive. So a lot of people think that if you're reactive, then you're going to miss out because somebody else already did it.
Yeah.
But maybe reactive means you can measure whether or not it's going
to
work and do it better.
I'm not trying to kill sacred cows over here. And I feel like, Gary Vee, I got a lot of respect to him, but there was a video where he said, I don't care about my competitors. I don't know their name. I don't look at them. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I have a whole $30 million a year.
I mean, think about Mark Zuckerberg not looking at this competition called Instagram and not buying Instagram.
Well, look at
today when we're
you
talking
made 30
about,
million a year. Mark Zuckerberg just made $500 million a year.
Exactly.
By looking at
this
a month.
So you definitely need to know your competition. Show me an army that doesn't have intelligence force, doesn't have spies. You need to know your competition. You need to know your adversaries. You need to know them, and you can learn from them. And if I have to say, my biggest mentors for my first business and second business were always my competitors. If you think about this, if you have a better competitors than yours, that this stuff you didn't do, this is your mentor. Learn from them. Even be friends with them. In my first company, we know it. We'll talk about this
another time. Good. Good lesson. All right. Okay, that's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.